Hi, I'm David Kaplan, and you're listening to the Sports Talk Live podcast. Enjoy the show. The Bulls, who haven't been shut down, play tonight on NBC Sports Chicago. Fred Hoiberg's Healthy Bodies host the Hornets. Bulls continue to jockey for draft position. Pre-game live tips off our coverage in 30 minutes. Neil and Stacy have the call at 7 o'clock. Sports Talk Live on location at the United Center for the final authentic fan night of the NBA season. And the show starts right now. And welcome in here on NBC Sports Chicago. You're looking at the Michael Jordan statue. The Bulls in the middle of trying to jockey for draft position and maybe find their next superstar. He's Mark Chynoski, Vincent Goodwill, Will Perdue, a three-time NBA champ. They all join me here. Everything brought to you by the Chevy Silverado. Bulls and Hornets tonight. And while the NBA world is going, oh my God, what's going on in Chicago, it's still a game with implications.
Well, it's important for the Bulls in terms of where they're going to finish up in terms of the lottery watch. And right now, with the two-game winning streak going, beating Orlando and then beating the Washington Wizards, they're in a position where they're holding at the eighth spot. They're more worried about New York behind them than the teams right in front of them. If they lose a couple of lose all the games down the stretch, they might be able to jump ahead of Brooklyn, possibly Sacramento. As for Charlotte, they've been eliminated from the playoffs. They've been a disappointment this year under Steve Clifford. Kemba Walker is a great individual player. Dwight Howard's having a good season, but this is a kind of a lost season for Charlotte as well.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I think Charlotte is in the place that you don't want to be as a franchise, where you're capped out. There's very little upside with the players you have on your roster, and there's a lot of uncertainty as far as the front office and the head coach. And then they're going to have to trade Kemba Walker. So if you're the Bulls, comparatively to the Washington Wizards, comparatively to the Charlotte Hornets, you're in a better position because you at least have a defined direction. The question is, can they go anywhere? It's about not necessarily about the direction, but about where you're actually going.
Why are you so convinced they're going to trade Kemba Walker?
Because I think they want to shed salary this offseason, and Kemba Walker is going to be a free agent after this year. I think he's reached a stage with that franchise where he's done his time, and he hasn't made the playoffs there, and he's on an affordable salary. They're probably going to attach a bigger salary to him, like a Nick Batum, to try to shed some salary so Michael Jordan can sort of hit the reset button a little bit.
Yeah, they're talking about bringing in Mitch Kupchak as the general manager. Of course, he's got the North Carolina background like Michael Jordan. They have to make some changes because this team is in a bad position salary-wise. They brought in Dwight Howard, as I mentioned, is having a resurgent year. But as Vinny alluded to, Nick Batum was almost a max guy, and he has been a big disappointment. He's been hurt a lot, hasn't done what they had hoped to do. Michael Kidd, Gilchrist, Marvin Williams, big ticket items. They got to make some changes with the Charlotte.
You got to be careful with max contracts, Cap.
Yes, yeah, you absolutely do. And you got to be careful when you give out big deals to guys you're not sure about, like Zach LaVine. And that's my question for Will. Zach LaVine is going to be a restricted free agent. He's going to command pretty significant money. How would you proceed with Zach LaVine? Because you only got him for 20-some games. I don't know. I'm not convinced I want to give him $100-some million just yet.
I don't want to give him that much just yet. But I think you give him a player incentive contract in the sense that you put him in a position where the better he plays, the better he does. And then that gives him the incentive to get out of his contract. Listen, there's a four-game stretch, Cap, where he was against Portland, the Clippers, Sacramento, and Minnesota, where he averaged 26 points, four rebounds, about 30 minutes. I think that's the player he can be. But I haven't seen a good enough body of work to sit here and say, that's the guy, that's how we want to pay him. I think that you're going to have to pay him less than the max, but I think, as one of a business partner of mine always said, it's got to be a win-win situation, a win for him and a win for the Bulls.
But Zach LaVine's agent knows that they kind of have the Bulls over a barrel because he was the premier piece in the Jimmy Butler trade, and John Paxson has said consistently, we're going to re-sign Zach LaVine. The question is going to be how many years and how many dollars. A max for Zach LaVine could be 5 years, $146 million. I don't think it's going to be anywhere near that high, but the negotiations could be dragged on because the LaVine camp is coming in from a position of strength.
But correct me if I'm wrong. John may have said that he may have been the centerpiece on paper. Markkanen may end up being the best player in that deal. You can't compound mistakes where you go, well, we traded for him, so we got to give him the money. Well, you better know what you're doing
it's
there.
With the Bulls, and we all know how this organization operates, a lot of times it's about the optics, how things look. You can't trade for a guy in Zach LaVine knowing he's on an ACL, knowing how you've dealt with players with ACL injuries before, and saying this 25-game sample size isn't good enough. You knew that the moment that you that you traded for him, that there was going to be nothing short of a medical miracle that he was going to be able to show you that would warrant a quote-unquote max contract. So it's got to be an evaluation of where he's going to go from here, not of what he's shown you, because I think that's an impossible situation.
Time for our Enken Law poll question. Would you sign Zach LaVine, it's right there on your screen, to a long-term max contract? I'm voting no at this point. Not saying that it won't get there, but I can't be pushed into a deal because I traded for him.
You know, part of the problem, Cap, is that it's been a very small sample size for Zach LaVine. As we've seen with a lot of guys coming back from ACL surgery, the second year after the surgery, we see a big jump in their performance. Well, Bulls fans have only seen him for 24 games. He's had some great games, like the game here at the United Center against Jimmy Butler and the Timberwolves, where he scored 35 points, made a big shot late to get them a victory. But there have also been games where his efficiency's been down. He shot a poor percentage from the field. At times, he kind of drifts on defense. And I think the fan base is wondering, well, just how good is this guy? I wrote a column for NBCSportsChicago.com where I talked about, you know, what is his value going to be on the restricted free agent market, and most of the response I've gotten from fans has been they don't want to see him signed anywhere close to the max.
Well, on draft night, they came out of the war room and said, we've traded Jimmy Butler. And they got the seventh pick, they got LaVine, they got Dunn. They picked up Nwaba, which I think was a nice, you know, extra addition. Almost 12 months later, we're coming up on the next draft. Are you pleased where the Bulls are 1 year into full tank mode?
Absolutely, because I feel like that, A, they got value for Butler. I feel like that, you know, obviously you got lucky with Markkanen, but you made the right choice. So they, as Vinny said, they have a history, but they've also seemed like they've righted the ship and are pointed in the right direction. That doesn't necessarily mean they're going to get from point A to point B, but they are headed in the right direction. And I did a piece with Pax, and Pax admitted, we have to hit a home run this year with the draft, meaning this upcoming draft. And one of these three players that we have, Markkanen, LaVine, and Dunn, has to be a superstar. Not an all-star, but a superstar. And as you pointed out, it may end up being Markkanen before it ends up being Dunn and LaVine.
Let me be the arbiter of real news here. This was
he
the
was
honeymoon.
Just waiting.
This was the
I knew this was coming
for the Bulls this year. Because you set the course. Markkanen played well. Dunn played well. LaVine came back and showed signs, and you weren't expected to win. There were no expectations on the coaching staff, on the players. Guys made individual improvements. To me, you rolled a 7, and you still have nothing really to show for it besides
pieces. You got that
guy,
Lowry Markkanen.
Yes, yes, no,
good.
Absolutely. But you're still going to have to wait on him to see if he's a number two guy, is he a number one guy. This is where a front office does its work. This is where you figure out if Dunn, LaVine can work as a backcourt. Can you figure out the other pieces? Can you leverage? Because young teams don't win. So how long is your clock on this franchise saying, how many more times do we have to be in a lottery before we expect ourselves to win? Next year is going to be a test for me to see exactly where this organization goes in terms of team building, not in terms of player selection and evaluation. They've done well in one aspect. Team building is how you get to the playoffs and how you win.
Okay, so if you follow what he's saying, a year from right now, where should this team be?
At this point, they should be competing for a playoff spot or close to it.
Next year.
If they make the right picks in the draft. They're not going to spend money in free agency. That, for people thinking, well, the Bulls have cap space, let's go out and try to pursue Paul George or something like that, that's not going to happen. They're probably going to keep their cap space, keep it available for the summer of 2019. But I think, you know, they hit a home run with Lauri Markkanen. This is a versatile 7-footer, 20 years old. He can play well on both ends of the court. He's a good rebounder. I think he's only going to get better as he gets stronger with more NBA weight training. So they did a great job with that. Chris Dunn can be your starting point guard. Now you have to add two supporting pieces in the draft. They have a pick right now, it'll be number 8. The New Orleans Pelicans are teetering on playoffs or not. That could be a second lottery pick. They have an opportunity to add two more young pieces to this team, and down the road, they're going to have to get some veterans to support them, add some toughness to the
You
rest.
Said competing for a playoff spot?
Sure.
Have you watched this team this year?
Sure I have. There's a lot of potential with this team.
14 wins came with Nikola Mirotic on this roster.
They would have been in the 30s in wins had they not decided to hold out.
Whoop-de-doo. Let's hold them a parade,
right,
Mark Sinowski.
So from 30 to 40 puts you in contention for the playoffs, Vinny. Do the math. It's as simple as that.
I don't think that it's that easy of a jump when you're a young team. Very rarely do young teams make that.
I'm not talking about them being a great team. I'm saying they could be in contention for the eighth playoff spot.
And I think that's a bit ambitious.
Well, let's go back for a second. His question was, where should they be a year from now? I think Mark said, and I'm going to take it a step farther. Not only should they should be competing for a spot, but they should already have a spot locked in.
Wow.
Because I'm going to tell you this much. If LaVine lives up to the hype and is healthy, he will be an all-star in the future. Okay, number two, Dunn has proven that he can be a starter. I'm not saying an all-star, but he has blemishes. Then you have room for improvement in Markkanen. And then you talk about two lottery picks. And then you talk about the Eastern Conference. We're not saying they're going to win in the first round. I'm going to tell you this much. I'd be willing to bet they're in the playoffs next year before they're not in the playoffs.
I will take you on that bet. Next year, they will be in the exact same spot.
Okay.
Maybe
so
a
let's
few
do
more
this.
Wins.
We'll bet you your red sports car that it's a convertible, little man syndrome against my Tahoe.
What?
See, he's putting his car up on this thing.
Look, I'm not betting you something I don't have control over. That's how people wind up in the bottom of Lake Michigan.
He's backing down already, folks.
No, I'm not.
You believe that this will be one of the five or six worst teams in the NBA?
No, I'm not saying that. I think they'll marginally improve, but you have to look at this year realistically. They won a lot of close games in December and January. Those things usually don't happen for young teams. Dunn made a jump. Who's to say there's another jump in him? LaVine can make a jump. Markkanen can make a jump. That does not automatically translate into wins. You got to have top 15 players at their position.
That back end of the East playoffs, not real stellar
and
competition.
And Zach LaVine's going to have a full summer to work out without worrying about injury
He's
rehab.
Not rehabbing.
He's going to have a
He's
full
training
camp.
As a basketball player.
You're going to see a big jump in Zach LaVine.
You guys are homers.
All right. Will, thanks, man. Appreciate your time. We'll keep the hater right there in the middle.
Vinny's
spot.
Red sports car. Like
Horace Grant is going to join us next. Vinny's got to go move his red sports car, make sure the top's up. We'll take a timeout. We'll come right back. We are here at NBCSportsChicago.com's Authentic Fan Night on NBC Sports Chicago. Be right back.
Whether you're on the go or stuck at work late, don't miss a second of your Chicago Bulls. All NBC Sports Chicago games, including pre- and post-games, can be live-streamed on the NBC Sports app. Wherever you are, you're there.
Now's your chance to win an epic family vacation at Universal Orlando Resort, including airfare, accommodations, and admission to three theme parks. Plus, you can check out the new Fast and Furious Supercharged opening this spring. Enter now at NBCSportsChicago.com/Universal. We're in the atrium here at the United Center, an authentic fan night. Get her another balloon hat. Fans having a good time out here in advance of the Bulls and the Charlotte Hornets. Mark Schanowski and the guys will have the pregame show coming up at the bottom of the hour. Horace Grant, one of the Bulls' fine ambassadors, former Bulls All-Star. He joins us here on set on Sports Talk Live, brought to you by the Chevy Silverado. All right, Horace, we're having some laughs off the air with that guy in the middle who's completely out of his mind.
He's the instigator, always.
Yes. When you got here in 87, it was a team ready to kind of take the next step. You and Scotty were two more pieces they added in to a pretty solid roster at that point. They're trying to get to that point. Where do you think they are lacking, what they've got to add? Is it a pure point guard? Is it a two guard? Do they need more size inside? What do they need in this draft?
Well, I think right now they got a solid core in terms of young pieces with marketing, Dunn and LaVine. Right now, I think they need a shooter, a small forward who can stretch the floor, if you will. Because if you have a guy like Dunn or LaVine who can break you down, get to the basket, and you're going to need someone out there who can hit that three-pointer.
You know, the guy we saw last night in the national championship game, Mikal Bridges, He's a guy that really intrigues me. 6'7 with a 7'2 wingspan. Kind of reminds me in terms of his body type of Scottie Pippen.
And
you know,
great
he plays
range.
The point on their half-court traps because he's got the size and the wingspan. I'm not saying he's Scottie Pippen.
What's a Scottie Pippen? I don't know what that is.
Scottie Pippen, one of the greatest 50 players of all time.
That's a Hall of Famer.
But the thing about Bridges is he's a modern 3-and-D guy. He can make the three-point shot. He's a good defender, a plus defender. I think on this Bulls team, if they're going to hold at 8 or 9, he'd be a nice addition to this roster.
I think so. I think, as you said, Mark, he's a pretty good defender. He's long. He's athletic. But, you know, I think he probably need to work on that that three-point shooting that the Bulls truly need.
We have breaking news that Scottie Pippen's in the Hall of Fame and one of the top 50 players of all time.
Is he? All I remember is Scottie sitting down when it was clutch time. I don't remember the Hall of Fame.
Oh my goodness.
There we go again. Oh,
you ever had a migraine headache, Horace?
Yes.
Next question.
Don't listen to her.
Where do you see Lauri Markkanen 5 years from now? He's 20 years old. He's got range to step out the three. He's tougher than I think people gave him credit for. He rebounds, he defends, he runs well. You just got to give him more seasoning.
Baby phase assassin. That's what this kid is. With 5 years from now, this kid is going to be probably a 2- or 3-time All-Star. Mm-hmm. If he can stay healthy and work during the summer, getting stronger and working on his post-up moves. Because he can hit the three and he can put it on the floor for a 7-footer.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we talked about it earlier. I think that's the one guy that really has all-star potential on this team. Because there's so many guards to guard early in a game, I don't know if Zach LaVine will be an all-star. It depends how well he progresses post-ACL surgery. But Lauri Markkanen at 20, he's got a little bit of nasty to him. He'll dunk on guys. He can rebound in traffic. He's not just a guy, a European guy who's going to stand behind the three-point line and doesn't want any contact. I think he's just going to get much better, and I agree with Horace. I think he's going to make a couple All-Star teams in the next 5 years.
I'm not saying that either of these guys are wrong. I will say the biggest thing that I think we need to see from Lauri over the next couple of years, if he's going to progress to being a top 15, top 20, top 10 player, all of those guys create their own shot. They find a way outside of the framework of the offense to get their own shot with the dribble or to get their own shot off of post-ups. Look at a guy like Anthony Davis, not saying he's in the same mode of a guy, but a guy who's 6'11" and can take two dribbles and get down to the basket. If he's your number one guy and can do that, then you're somewhere. If he's your number one guy and is still heavily point guard dependent or offense system dependent, then I don't know how good of a team you're really going to be.
How about that? Actually, a reasonable basketball opinion.
I know.
Vinny Goodwill.
What was unreasonable?
All that nonsense you were spewing earlier.
About what? About Scottie?
About the Bulls being a bottom five team next year?
Bottom five?
What? No,
what
I said earlier. Say that. Yeah. I did not say bottom five.
You said they'd be a bottom five team again.
Yeah. I said they would not be competing
for a playoff spot.
They'd
be battling for the 8th playoff spot.
That's not a bottom five team.
Vince said, no chance.
Nope.
I think a lot of things have to go right for a young team.
Give them a beating, Horace.
For a young team,
okay.
I think a lot has to go right for a young team in today's NBA to compete for a playoff spot without requisite experience. Young teams don't win. Young teams barely
compete. No one's saying that they're going to the Eastern Conference Finals, but we
it's
think
a low
they can
bar
battle
to get
okay.
to the A spot.
Okay, but young teams, even with a team, even Giannis Antetokounmpo is one of the 5 best players in basketball,
no,
and
not.
They're barely hanging on, and he's a unicorn.
I don't think he's one of the 5 best.
Okay, he's having one of the 5 best years. You guys are nitpicking my point, but understand the premise of what I'm saying. I have to educate these old guys every day. Do you
understand? No, you don't need to educate anybody.
We need to teach you something. This is tiring to talk to old guys
no
and
sense
delusional
of history.
Guys. About
ripping
NBA
that guys who are Hall of Famers.
I'm not ripping Scottie Pippen. I'm just saying he don't deserve a statue here.
Well,
That's all I'm saying.
Speaking of marketing, he has proven all year long that he can put the ball on the floor as an Anthony Davis. I'm not putting him in the sentence or in the atmosphere of an Anthony Davis, but with time and patience, that guy can be.
If he can do that, then you really got something. I got no problem with that.
But he's proven that. I mean, if you go back and look at film and games, that young man puts it on the floor, and I think he can create his own shot.
All right, we've got to take a timeout. We've got another guest to get into the show. We'll come back. A lot more to do.
I got a headache, Horace. I'm sorry. I can't hear
you. You got a migraine? I got a migraine. You got to tap out?
We got a guy blaspheming Scottie Pippen. We'll be right back on NBC Sports Chicago's Authentic Fan Night.
Yeah. So, you call yourself a Blackhawks fan? NBC Sports Chicago wants to hear from you. Visit NBCSportsChicago.com/BlackhawksAF and tell us what makes you the biggest Hawks fan. You could win the chance to be recognized as our Blackhawks authentic fan of the game, including tickets to a game, a behind-the-scenes tour, be shown on TV, and much more. NBCSportsChicago.com/BlackhawksAF.
It's a two for Tuesday on NBC Sports Chicago. White Sox currently playing on NBC Sports Chicago Plus. It's game two of their series in Toronto. And remember, you can watch both of tonight's games on the NBC Sports app. So you can watch the Bulls on your TV, the Sox on your phone or tablet, or vice versa. And welcome back here to the United Center. The great Michael Jordan and his statue here in the atrium. And we have the great A.C. Johnson of the Chicago Tribune, the outstanding Bulls beat writer. KC, great to see you, buddy.
That was a horrible substitution because Horace Grant led the Doberman defense, and the next person I guard will be the first person I guard in my career. So.
Hey, you were not. I watched you in high school.
Horrible substitution.
You were not a defender.
No.
No question.
No.
You like to shoot it, though. Let's talk about – I asked these guys this question. Where the Bulls are today, are you pleased 1 year into the rebuild?
Well, it's not my job to be pleased.
No, but your opinion.
You know, I'm going pessimistic. I'm in a bad mood tonight, so I'm going to go pessimistic. Well, mostly because this season was about finding out what you had in Lauri Markkanen and Chris Dunn and Zach LaVine. They played 12 games and 255 minutes together. So, I mean, did you see some signs? Absolutely. But I think this season was about getting those guys up and running, and now you're talking about doing that in the offseason rather than the regular season, and I think negative.
Mark said that he believes the Bulls should be competing for that eighth playoff spot next year. Do you agree?
Well,
with
that's
that?
A separate question, and Mark is a far more astute about basketball than myself.
Then Vince, come on.
No, I agree with that. I mean, because you're going to add two young players. I think Robin Lopez will be back. Justin Holiday will be back. Dunn, LaVine, and Markkanen project to be better. So
full training camp together.
Yeah. And also the East is awful. So yeah. I can see them in that 8 to 10 to 12 or 11 spot. Absolutely.
Casey, I think that's a bit ambitious because a lot of things individually we're right for players. But like you said, we didn't see Dunn, LaVine, and Markkanen. We talk about this all the time. There's a lot more questions about those guys collectively than there is answers. And when you talk about bringing two first-round draft picks in there, who's to say that both of those picks are going to hit and hit early? What if they're slow developing like Porter and Valentine? Good picks in hindsight, but in the moment, they didn't look like hits in the draft. I think you have to wait on first-round draft picks.
The focus of the front office has been crisscrossing the country and going over to Europe to scout Luka Doncic to make sure they make the right picks. We don't know where that New Orleans Pelicans pick is going to fall, but the Bulls are going to be somewhere in the top 10 with their pick. They should get two good young players to add to this mix. They're going to have to add some toughness to this group to finally get to where they want to go, but I think the future's bright.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Talk Live podcast. Remember to watch the show weekdays on CSN and visit csnchicago.com for previous episodes of the podcast and all the latest sports news and highlights.